Macmillan Audio presents Born a Fury by Sherilyn Kenyon. Read for you by Fred Berman. Prologue. Kill or be killed. That was the single law of a League assassin, and it was the reminder that had been branded onto Sumian Taxus's arm when the devil had taken her soul in exchange for the life of the only family she had left, the only family that had ever really mattered to her. Now, as good as I am, I'm going to be slaughtered with extreme and utter prejudice. She had no doubt as she watched the video playback of the attack on a League prison from a few months ago. An attack led by the Karanese Emperor and a joint Centella-Tavali strike force. Sumi suppressed a low appreciative whistle as she watched them battling against an overwhelming League force. Heroic was one thing, moronic was quite another. And in a move that was as brazen as it was stupid, Emperor Darling Cruel had led a group of rebels in to free his captured people, that included his wife, from League custody. Then, right as he would have escaped clean free, in a fit of rage, he'd revealed his identity to the prime commander of the League. Not only that Darling was the Karanese Emperor making this strike, but that he was also a founding member of the High Command of the Centella, the one organization that truly threatened the reign and control of the League on the planets that made up their universe. And it didn't help that the League's prime commander, Keir Zemin, had a personal...